This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. Lower Kuskokwim School District Director of Personnel Josh Gill will serve as principal for the rest of the school year at Gladys Jung Elementary School. The announcement came yesterday on the school's Facebook page. Gill stepped in as interim principal for Gladys Jung Elementary back in December after the FBI arrested former principal Chris Carmichael. Carmichael has been indicted on charges that include one count of possession of child pornography, two counts of attempted coercion and enticement of a minor, and one count of attempted transfer of obscene material to a minor. He was released to a transitional living facility in Wasilla to await his next court appearance. Next, in mushing. The Kuskokwim 300 Sled Dog Race begins in 8 days. Top mushers have signed up for the main race, and the race committee is looking for more volunteers to host the competitors and their dog teams. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur has more.
It's an impressive roster. 4 Iditarod champions, including Bethel's Pete Kaiser, 8 Iditarod top 10 finishers, and 3 Yukon Quest champions. Kuskokwim 300 board chairman Myron Inksman calls the field more top-heavy than usual.
And that's one thing that the people that called me have mentioned. Boy, what a field you've got this year.
The Kuskokwim 300's tough trail along a frozen river and over rough tundra is now well established as a proven training ground for teams, and the substantial prize money makes the trip worthwhile. The $160,000 purse is the second largest mushing purse in Alaska.
There are teams that feel that mile for mile we pay better than anybody, which is correct.
That large purse is due to growing sponsorship and the volunteers who make the race happen. That keeps costs low, payouts high, and the top mushers coming back. Another reason they return is because coming to Bethel is a pretty sweet deal. This year, mushers will get free massages and passes to soak in the Bethel Fitness Center hot tub as part of a post-race musher spa. Kuskokwim 300 race manager Paul Basil outlines other perks.
We make a commitment to the mushers who are coming out here that we're going to help them with transportation around town. We're going to find them a place to stay where they can take care of their dogs.
To keep this commitment, more volunteers willing to host mushers are still needed. Hosts open their homes to a musher and their handler and provide yard space for dogs. The city provides extra water for host on hauled systems. Many families have hosted the same musher for years, forming strong connections with prominent competitors and developing personal connections to the race.
One thing I've heard from several hosts who have done it a lot is that it's really great for kids. Kids who are excited about the race, excited about the sport, to have that kind of experience hanging out with some big-time musher is a really exciting thing.
Kuskokwim 300 race chairman Myron Inksman says one of those kids became the reigning Iditarod champion.
Pete Kaiser acknowledges that his early exposure to outside mushers that came in and stayed with his family were part of his early introduction to dog racing and part of the appeal that got him into the sport.
And Inksman reminds folks who are interested in hosting that mushers are not demanding guests.
They spend a lot of time sleeping in their sled.
To sign up to host a musher, call Kuskokwim 300 race manager Paul Basil at 907-545-3300. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
Next, in municipal news. To cap off 2019, the City of Bethel awarded an Employee of the Year for each department to celebrate their performance. Charlie Dan, an admin assistant for the Public Works Department, won special recognition for her, quote, outstanding performance, taking the initiative and going beyond the job requirements to support the organization and community. In addition, Pauline Baratko was awarded Employee of the Year for the Planning Department. Heidi Hoffman from Finance, Firefighter Toby Monroe and Grant Manager John Sargent were also awarded Employees of the Year. From the Police Department, Randall Kennedy, City Dock Attendant Wendy Wade, and Hall Utilities Foreman Clyde Erickson rounded out the list of city employees who were recognized. Finally, we have a correction on yesterday's story that said you could potentially meet Bethel's next city manager. Actually, the interviews for city manager will be held by video conference tonight at 6 p.m. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yukton coming up.